bite-sized productions who put on some great plays in the past, Lou. They did Shrek. Remember when they did Shrek?
Yes.
Xanadu. They did Xanadu. And it's full of young people, so 18 and under, or, you know, by the time you hit 18, you can't do it. So it's full of talented kids on the border.
Yes, and there are lots of them.
Yeah, and the ages for this one, Camp Rock, the musical, based on the Disney movies Camp Rock 1 and 2, there's little ones of about 5 or 6.
Oh,
and it goes right
cute.
Up to the older kids.
Any stage parents?
Oh, yeah, totally. Nah, I don't know. But I had my first rehearsal last night. There's two adults in it. I'm one of them. I play the leader of Camp Star, who's an evil bastard, Lou. His name's Axel Turner, and he's a bad piece of work, that guy.
Who are you channeling to get your evilness?
Me.
Oh, good.
When I'm in a bad mood.
Sure. Okay.
So he's an old rocker, and his nemesis is Brown Cesario, who runs Camp Rock. Right?
Brown?
Yeah, Brown Cesario. So I'm Axel Turner, and I run Camp Star, the evil camp. So anyway, there are a couple of evil kids at the camp, you know, because it's the evil one.
Because you're evil.
Yeah. So I caught up with two of them last night for a pep talk. Have a listen. So I'm with Stella. Hi, Stella.
Hello.
And Lockie.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good, good. So basically the gist of this whole thing is I'm evil and you're definitely evil, Stella, aren't you?
Yeah,
pretty much. You're evil.
Yep.
And you're kind of evil because you're hanging out with me and you're perfectly happy about it.
Yeah, well, before Tess comes into it, I'm sort of the diva, as it said, of the Camp Star group.
Yeah.
And then Tess comes in and sort of out-divas me.
Right. Gotcha. So the way I've been learning, this is my first rehearsal, I've just been being a jerk to everybody because I want to get into the mindset that I'm evil.
Yeah.
So I don't help anyone.
Yeah.
I curse people. But what have you guys been doing to get into the evil mindset?
Not much. Kind of just like clipping my hair a little bit. I've got pink nails.
A bit nasty to people?
Yeah, sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, oh, good.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I kind of just let everyone know that I'm in the room and kind of let them know that the presence of me is to be admired.
To be fair, I'm kind of thinking you probably have been doing that anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not a huge stretch for you.
It's just a normal day for me, really.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what we've got to do is, as we get closer to the date, we've really got to ramp up the evil.
Right. Yeah,
so
right.
What I'd like to see both of you do is just be the worst possible can be. Can you do that for me?
I reckon I can.
Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Are you ready to lie, cheat, possibly steal, but don't tell anyone that I recommended you should?
Sure thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon I'm ready. Yeah.
Go forth and be jerks. There we go, Lou. Pep talk with the kids.
Good talk.
That's some positive adult influence right there, isn't it, Lou?
And Stella was saying pink fingernails are evil. Come on, Stella.
Yeah, what was the go with that?
I didn't
follow up on that. Yeah. I didn't even hear it.
But there must be. There's a story we don't know.
It's a lot of fun. It's going to be a great place. Seriously, the talent that these kids have is fantastic. And I was watching in awe yesterday at some of the performances they were putting on.
I love how confident they are when they speak.
They're so confident.
They're so confident. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah,
really good.
Almost too confident.
How old were those two kids?
Probably 15, maybe.
Wow.
14, 15.
Lockie had a deeper voice than you, Matt.
Are you trying to be evil now, are you?
You know how I've started off the day.